Shemot, Exodus, chapter 15. Then Moshe and the children of Yisrael sang this song to Yahuwah and spoke, saying,
I sing to Yahuwah, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. Yah is my strength and song, and he has become my deliverance. He is my El, and I praise him, Elohim of my father. And I exalt him. Yahuwah is a man of battle. Yahuwah is his name. He has cast Pharaoh's chariots and his army into the sea. And his chosen officers are drowned in the sea of reeds. The depths covered them. They went down to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Yahuwah, has become great in power. Your right hand, O Yahuwah, has crushed the enemy. And in the greatness of your excellence, you pulled down those who rose up against you. You sent forth your wrath. It consumed them like stubble. And with the wind of your nostrils, the waters were heaped up. The floods stood like a wall. The depths became stiff in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I pursue, I overtake, I divide the spoil. My being is satisfied on them. I draw out my sword, my hand destroys them. You blew with your wind, the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Yahuwah, among the mighty ones? Who is like you, great in Kodeshah, awesome in praises, working wonders? You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. In your kindness, you led the people whom you have redeemed. In your strength, you guided them to your Kodesh dwelling. Peoples heard, they trembled. Anguish gripped the inhabitants of Pelosheth. Then the chiefs of Edom were troubled, the mighty men of Moab. Trembling grips them, all the inhabitants of Canaan. Melted, fear and dread fell on them by the greatness of your arm. They are as silent as a stone. Until your people pass over, O Yahuwah, until the people whom you have bought pass over. You bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place, O Yahuwah, which you have made for your own dwelling, the Mikdash, O Yahuwah, which your hands have prepared. Yahuwah reigns forever and ever.
For the horses of Pharaoh went with his chariots and his horsemen into the sea, and Yahuwah brought back the waters of the sea upon them. And the children of Israel went on dry ground in the midst of the sea. And Miriam, the Neviah, the sister of Aharon, took the timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them,
"Sing to Yahuwah, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea."
And Moshe brought Yisrael from the Sea of Reeds, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness, and found no water. And they came to Marah, and they were unable to drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. So the name of it was called Marah. And the people grumbled against Moshe, saying,
"What are we to drink?"
Then he cried out to Yahuwah, and Yahuwah showed him a tree. And when he threw it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a law and a right ruling for them. And there he tried them. And he said,
"If you diligently obey the voice of Yahuwah, your Elohim, and do what is right in his eyes, and shall listen to his commands, and shall guard all his laws, I shall bring on you none of the diseases I brought on the Mitzrites, for I am Yahuwah who heals you."
And they came to Elim, where there were 12 fountains of water and 70 palm trees, and they camped there by the waters.